Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Second down and three, 23 seconds. McCoy fires downfield on second down. It is picked off by Jalen Hill, rookie out of Jacksonville State.
Colt McCoy had a forgettable first preseason game. Many of the Redskins did. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We were just talking to Kirk Cousins about the Redskins preseason opener. I'd mentioned to him that there's been some ugly football played, really league-wide. I was watching. The cool thing about this weekend is there were games every single day. Friday night, Sean McVay and the Rams debuted against Dallas. He had games yesterday, a doubleheader. There was a day Sunday game in the preseason you rarely see with the Lions on the field, Matt Stafford getting picked off. But there's just been a lot of lost fumbles, a lot of muffed punts. I mean, just constantly you're watching these games going, these guys aren't ready for the lights yet.
It's grosser and grosser, and that's the trend. A number of things are leading to it. Number one, people are realizing that even if you don't play great in September, this league awards you opportunities to make up ground for that. So injuries and preventing injuries, overarchingly, is the most important thing now to these coaches, because they know their shelf life is real short if you keep putting Portis in the game and he blows out his shoulder trying to make a tackle to prevent a touchdown in a preseason game. It alters your season, and that can mean you lose your job because you don't have a star. You need to keep your guys upright and healthy. And that fear has kind of governed all these decisions, because you see guys more and more. I mean, the Patriots held 40 guys out of a preseason game. The second trend, and this is something that I've, not that I'm the first guy here, but I've said, hey, let's look at some of the smart ways that people are doing this, these joint practice, inner squad kind of things where you can get a look at guys against real competition, but in a more controlled environment. Still a risk, but not what happened to
it's
Trent Murphy in the game.
It's basically a preseason game with a little less structure, which is why there's a lot of brawls and fights, because you still have the lax feel of a practice.
And you're sick of going against the same guy in a drill over and over again.
But you can absolutely, at a training camp practice against another team, create a better game atmosphere than you can against your own team, where you're worried about injuring and you're worried about basically doing anything that'll hurt your club. You're not as worried about that. The problem for a team like the Redskins, who did it once, is they can't do that right now.
They can't
do
it.
Because you've got to basically trade off with a team that you come to our venue, we go to your venue. So maybe it's season by season, right? So they go, well, we'll come there for 3 days this year. We'll go to your place for 3 days next year. Home and home style, like a college scheduling scenario.
Precisely.
They can't leave Richmond. Their deal with Richmond is that they cannot have practices other than at the Richmond complex. So it's preventative of them, even though they haven't really admitted this. Jay Gruden has basically said, yeah, we weren't able to get anyone to come, couldn't get it done, didn't have a chance to. He wants to do it. The problem is this contract prevents them from doing it.
Yeah, nobody wants to come there.
So that's harmful for them.
Yep.
The Patriots are going to get ready doing that.
Three different practices, three different teams.
And there's several teams that are doing it multiple times this year. So I think it all adds up to, yes, the preseason product is getting worse. But Kirk Cousins said something really smart when he just joined us, something that people don't think about, and it's something that I haven't really given a lot of consideration to. We all know that you practice less than you used to.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that you're on the field for more hours back in the day than you are now, that some of the technique of tackling and some of those things, when you're not able to be physical, and that's what it really boils down to when you hear the national argument is, well, you're not tackling, you're not hitting, the structure's different, you can't possibly be ready to play. Cousins went from a mental standpoint. He said, the game is so much more advanced than it has ever been before. Philosophically, systematically, in terms of play design and offenses and defensive, basically planning and coordinating,
yep.
It's a different game than it was 5, 10, 15, and certainly 20 years ago. There is more to know and more to learn. There's more thinking in football. There's more plans and plays and deeper playbooks than there have ever been before. And we've got less time to work on it than ever before. It's very much common sense that you're not going to be as good when that is the case.
Sure.
Because if you add difficulty, whether that's physically with guys getting bigger, faster, stronger to get them to the ground by way of tackling, or from a just playbook standpoint, again, philosophy standpoint,
mm-hmm.
And now I've got less time to learn how to physically do what I have to do or mentally do what I have to do. I'm going to be worse at it.
Because, again, the health rules are what come into play. And I understand the NFLPA, they want to protect their guys. And it's it's exactly what I would do, goodness gracious. If I'm walking into that meeting, I'd go, yeah, I can't have what Joe Gibbs used to do in the 80s where he's stashing guys, basically practice bodies, to hit all the way into late December. I can't have guys doing that. It shortens careers.
But you've got to then adjust somehow to get what you need to out of it. And I think the adjustment has to be, and you knock on wood while you say it, I think you've got to have more difficult, arduous practices.
I think so, too.
I think you've got to go a little bit harder. And look, I know you're going to have injuries.
Yeah.
And the first time someone tears something and is out for the season who's vital to you is when everyone's going to call you a moron if you're Jay Gruden.
But he addressed that, by the way, and he was dead right in some of his comments. Yeah.
But he is, you pointed this out to Kirk, he has not won a season opener as a Redskins head coach, entering now what's going to be his fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
0-3 in week one. Go back to last year. You can make the case their worst performance of the season was week one against the Steelers. They were not ready. I think it was easily the worst that they played all year. But you throw in the first couple quarters of that Cowboys game after when they were not ready offensively.
Yeah.
And they came on. That was really when they hit their stride, was later in that game. But as an offense, they were bad in week one. And their defense wasn't any better, for the record. As an offense, they didn't get going really until part of the way through week two. Is it a coincidence that their worst games of the season were their first games of the season?
Yeah, go back to 2015. Same type of result where they didn't play particularly well.
I think Jay Gruden, who's smart and a forethinker, is probably very much a new school guy when it comes to camp and practices. I don't think there's a lot demanded or asked of players compared to years past. And that is not just my opinion from the limited time I've been around Jay's operation, but that's also conversations I've had with people who've done it with Jay and done it with other people. And you could say that's smart if you want to. And they have, for the most part, avoided major injuries and practices. Knock on wood. That's good. But they've also been bad at the beginning of season.
So if I have a binary choice between easy practice and hard practice, I'd probably default to easy. Mike Shanahan didn't get off to great starts either as the Redskins head coach, even their 10-6 season. I mean, this is not something that, and A, the Redskins haven't been particularly good for 20-plus years, so we all know the history there. But I would default towards keep guys healthy no matter what and then see what work we can get done. But track record matters here. Track record matters. For a guy that's, the criticism hangs over his head, whether you want it to or not, we think it's fair or not, preparedness has been something that Jay Gruden's been criticized for in terms of having his teams ready to go. Giants game, Carolina Panthers game, the start of last season, start of 2015, where they haven't looked particularly good out of the gate. You haven't won a season opener. This is your fourth year.
And I just got to go on record. I don't really believe in that.
Fair enough.
For the record.
It's that, your call. But I would say a reasonable opinion could be formed
now,
the opposite way.
I believe the preparedness to start a year is a thing. What we're talking about when it's week one and you got 11 penalties, the idea that in the 15th week of a season with your season on the line, a team comes out flat and it's the coach's fault is nonsense. But this is two different conversations. And to the point that we're actually making right now, which is they've been terrible at the beginning of seasons, you can't refute that.
Well, I guess, fine. I mean, to me, the general point is if you've got a criticism of you, whether it's valid or not, it's out there. And you have struggled at the beginning of the season. You've got enough data points that say what you're doing isn't working.
Right.
I would rev the throttle up a little bit, even if it meant losing a guy or getting somebody hurt and banged up. I mean, It makes my skin crawl to think about these
it's
guys
hitting
each other.
It's interesting to hear you saying this because we had this discussion a year ago and you did not say that.
Yeah, I know. Because I can't stand losing a guy when it doesn't matter. So I wouldn't necessarily do it in preseason games. I wouldn't necessarily throw guys out there to have Trent Murphy situations. What I would
but
do
it's
is go harder
in practice.
It's kind of
the same thing, to be honest with you. And that's why I've always said you've got to play in these preseason games. Sitting Kirk Cousins against the Jets last year, I didn't like. Sitting the whole offense, basically all your starters in that game. And I understand what Kirk just said about the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was not beneficial to being good in week one. And it was very clear in week one, the Steelers were more ready than the Redskins were. 800-636-1067 is the number. Bad football's being played all around the NFL, not just in Baltimore on Thursday night. Should Jay Gruden ramp up practices now that the team gets back from Richmond? Should they hold different types of training camp practices? Do you feel like there is a lack of readiness because of the way that camp is run? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.